We're about to connect you to the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast, but when it's finished, put down the device and reconnect face-to-face over some Aussie lamb. For recipe inspiration, visit australianlamb.com.au. Share lamb, not selfies.
Welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon, the best day of the week, because it is home to the paper quiz.
No.
And it is Carrie and Tommy, or is it? Because I don't know who you are, Mr. Little. I can't believe a minute before we went to air and I was talking about childhood games and I mentioned Pictionary and the words that came out of your mouth. What is Pictionary?
Yes.
What if you, did you not have a childhood? What's happened?
No, I mean, I just didn't play Pictionary. I don't know what Pictionary
How? Is. If you missed that part. Like, okay, one thing to have not played it, you would know what it is though, don't you?
No, I don't know how to, no. If you haven't played things, generally you don't know how to play them.
Yes, you do. I don't play Monopoly, but I know what it's about.
Oh, I know.
It's
I don't,
the worst
I'm
game
assuming
ever.
You do pictures in Pictionary. Is that what you do?
Oh, you're boring. Don't take the fun out of it.
Well, mate.
You're about to take the fun out of the first half of this show, so don't take the fun out of my game.
It's because I'm
playing
flat.
Too.
I can't help it. I'm flat. Yeah, well, I feel like the world has changed. I feel like one of the things that I loved in the world has changed.
It hasn't changed.
It has changed.
It hasn't.
It has. And you admitted yesterday, too, if you're walking around this earth today and you're wondering what has shifted in the atmosphere.
Nothing. No, one's
no something out. Has. In the newspapers, in every state, there is a quiz each day and it's 12 questions. And then yesterday, two questions were gone.
No one's doing the quiz except for you.
Heaps of people are doing. You admitted yesterday that this issue had gone viral. The story that's been on everybody's lips today is where were the extra two quiz questions in papers all around the country.
Of
right?
all the things you've posted on your Instagram,
yes.
you know how you can go and see how many people have liked it? Is
yes.
that one of the least liked and engaged with things you've ever posted?
It is what most people would consider a slow burn. Yes, and then I thought
Did the
today,
numbers
thought,
grow overnight?
Yep, they really have, because today everyone has gone into panic mode. It's basically our coronavirus, because what has happened is the wrong hasn't been righted and it was 10 questions again today. And just yesterday, when it was just one day and we thought it might be a
quiz. You know how they got away with that? Because no one complained that it was 10 yesterday, so they just went with 10 again today.
No one complained.
They realised no one has attention span enough to sit and do 12 questions in a quiz.
Our phones went into meltdown, Pickers.
Jono, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jono, what happened to the two extra quiz questions?
I actually just heard that no one was ringing, so I rang.
Good man.
And that was such a great end to a break and we never needed to talk about it again. Only somehow when I look up on our planning board, there's three whole segments dedicated to this.
There is.
Please tell me at least one of those segments we get to do the quiz, because that's the only part about this I enjoy.
Yeah, we do. And once again, our quiz won't be affected because we only do the first five questions. But this is still a huge issue. Because do you think nobody cares?
Nobody cares, mate.
Because I'm going to start campaign after campaign until we get, oh, look at that. Our phones are going off taps.
No one
Hang
is
on.
Calling.
Not one call. 131060 if you'd like to get involved. I do want to hear
Get
from
involved
you.
What?
Because this has changed my world. But you think nobody gives a toss. So I want to know on 131060, what has changed, has rocked your world, but nobody else cares? My mum, when Arnott's, the teddy bear biscuit changed, she insisted that the recipe had changed. So she wrote a letter. She ended up phoning. Nobody else cared. No, but they'd moved factory. After going through like seven phone calls, mum finally got into someone who said, yes, they've moved factory.
And did they change recipe in the process? No.
No, but mum said the factory move must have made for a slight variation in taste. She never ate them again. That's
wow, like father,
12
like
years
mother.
Ago. She used to have them every day with a cup of tea. And now she's like, no.
Now I'm starting to get an insight. You didn't play Pictionary as a child. You just sat and wrote complaint notices to people.
Yes, I did. I found out if you complained to vending machines and said that it ate your $2 coins, they would send you out $2 coins in a piece of cardboard, so it didn't look like cash.
Wow.
131060. What has changed your world, but nobody else gives a stuff about? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And we are tackling the big issues here
nobody
because...
Nobody cares.
What do you mean nobody cares? The quiz in all the papers around, all the News Corp papers around the country used to be 12 questions. Now it is just 10 questions. It has rocked my world and everybody is outraged.
You're outraged. That's
okay.
it. Yep.
And
Matthew,
so we're asking,
are you outraged?
Maddie. Hey, Bo.
I am outraged at a Porto.
Oh, what have a Porto's done to you?
couple of years ago, they took away feisty barbecue sauce, and I yes. have never recovered.
You've never recovered. See?
Gosh,
see,
maybe we need to get a bit of a support group together. All of you.
I don't know if I'm going to recover from these that missing hole in your stomach that you feel from their spicy barbecue sauce, I feel from my two quiz questions.
Yep. It's a hole that may never be filled, boys.
Isn't it just? Let's go to Renee. Renee, what did they take away from you that changed your world but nobody else gives a stuff about?
They used to have a caramel-flavoured Milky Way.
That sounds delicious. What happened to it?
It just disappeared.
Oh. Where'd it go, though?
I don't know. I never got to share it with my own children, though. They've completely missed out.
Hold on. Don't they have caramel now, Renee? Isn't that just caramel Milky Way type chocolate?
No.
Renee, I am so sorry different. About that, but Carrie just does not get it.
It's beautiful. Chocolate Milky Way, I'm sure you've given your children yourself or family, you've had yourself. The caramel Milky Way, my mouth is watering thinking about it.
Oh, I'm the same with those last two quiz questions.
How's it changed your life, Tommy, in terms of when you're doing the quiz? What difference does it make?
Makes me even dumber because usually I can be guaranteed to get two, but that's out of 12. Now that I've only got 10 questions, I can't start the day walking in with a one.
Christine. What's changed? Yep. No one cares about.
Stopped making cheese and leek simmer soup.
Oh, my gosh.
And it ruined my world.
Cheese and leek
I can't have the soup in the winter. I also used to roll my chicken in it before making apricot chicken. Oh. So I can't have apricot chicken because it just doesn't taste the same.
And so, Christine, what are you rolling your chicken in now? Just dirt out the back or something?
No, I just don't make apricot chicken because it doesn't taste the same.
And that's a whole generation
of food. I mean, Christine, apricot chicken's from like the 70s, mate. Surely you can make something newer.
Oh, sweetheart, I wrote to them and I said, why have you stopped making this? And they said, because there's no demand. And I said, but I'm demanding it.
You know what, Christine, this might sound dramatic, but it's people like Carrie that are ruining the world.
I know. I get to tell me. It just doesn't understand.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, should we just go to Marissa before we go?
Oh,
no?
I wanted to go to Janet.
How long?
Janet, what's up?
Hi. Have you seen the size of a wagon wheel?
No, what's happened? Have they made it bigger?
I bought one the other day, brought it into the office, and it's half the size and half the width. And I said to everyone at work, look at this. They're ripping us off, and no one cares.
Oh, see?
Actually, you know, Janet, you sparked something in me here because I have the same issue with how many shapes you get in a shape packet. That really, I now have to have two packets of shapes just to have like one packet
and
of shapes, if you get me.
Mint patties. Half the size.
And what's doing this, Janet? Is this childhood obesity? Is there too many little fat kids and so now we can't have a proper-sized snack?
I truly believe that is true.
Oh, God. And now the kids are going to be idiots too because there's only 10 quiz questions.
Or they've just worked out if they make them smaller, you'll buy two and spend more money.
They're geniuses.
See, we were young and we ate whatever we wanted and never got fat, but this younger generation gets fat, see?
Because they're on the screens, Janet.
Can we go to Marissa now just before we go? Marissa, do you give one... bit of a about this segment.
Tommy, build a bridge, get over it. Seriously, mate. Go online, do a quiz, but get over it.
Marissa, you sound like someone who wants to stick around and do the paper quiz with us next. Would you like to?
No, thanks.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, I mean, Bickers, it may be shorter, maybe two questions down, but boy, does it still pack a punch, and it has not changed how the people feel about this, Jesse.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz. From the newspaper.
Because you're online shopping?
Can I just say, before we get stuck into this week's quiz, we were robbed of a point last week.
Oh, yeah, talk to us, Jess.
So my old man, who is an avid fan of the show, Bruce, he sent me a message and said, mate, you guys actually got the cricket question right.
Actually, someone on Twitter contacted me about that too.
Yeah, so we were robbed of a point. So instead of one, we were two last week. So
not bad.
Absolutely.
And
killed
Jesse, can I just congratulate you? Yep. And when I am bringing boring quiz-related stuff that Bickmore hates, and she goes, "You're the only one that cares." No, no, Bickmore. Jesse likes to do it as well.
Yeah.
Well, the person on my Twitter, you'll be happy to know, I've just found it, actually said Jesse was right about the cricket captains. Shane Warne pulled out and Gilly captained against Ricky Ponting. Just
and
a little correction for your quiz.
Great stuff.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel vindicated. Should we start?
Yeah.
All right. Question number one. Which continent has no capital cities?
Antarctica, I reckon.
Oh, mate. Straight off the bat. Yeah. For which disease did scientist Jonas Salk develop a life-saving vaccine?
Oh, Salky.
Jonas Salk, which disease?
What about, what's Forrest
polio?
Gump?
Polio?
Yes.
Polio. Okay.
Polio?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Who was the first Tudor King of England?
Tudor? I never know any of them.
The most British name you can
Henry
think of?
Or something?
Yeah, I feel like a Henry.
William King. Henry. Well, Henry, let's go Henry.
Henry, in which country would you find the NATO headquarters?
NATO is in Geneva.
What's NATO? It's not. I was thinking of NASA at first. What's NATO?
What's it stand for?
Something that happened.
Something
after
organization.
World War
North Atlantic. Something or other.
Is it a peace thing?
Yeah.
Or Germany?
I thought it was Geneva, but now I'm thinking of the Hague.
UN. Are you thinking of the UN?
Probably.
I reckon it might be Germany.
You go Germany?
Yeah.
All right. Germany it is. And finally, number five, who was Australia's first female state premier? I think.
Can we say Joan Kerner? Or is it? She's the only one I can think of.
What were you going to say, Jess?
I was going to say Edith Cowan.
Oh,
she's on the money.
That was the uni you went to.
Yeah, and I'm wondering whether, because I know she was one of the first female politicians or something like that. There was something
about
that.
I'm going to back you in, Jess. Let's go Edith Cowan.
Because that worked out for us so well last week.
Did.
Alrighty. Answers. Number one. Oh, Antarctica.
Well done, Tommy.
Easy fly here. And number two, polio.
Oh, see what happens when you reduce the quiz questions. We do well.
1-2 punch.
You are not going to believe this.
No.
Okay.
Henry.
No.
Hey, you know what happened? Jesse, did you know if we get five, we go away and we come back and we keep going?
No.
No, we haven't got five because we definitely don't have Germany. I would have stuffed us here.
Belgium. Oh. It was in the discussions as well.
Belgium.
Oh.
God, I thought they had chocolates. I didn't know NATO as well.
Yeah. And also number five, Carmen Lawrence.
Lawrence. Yeah. WA, yeah?
Sure.
Anyway, who cares?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Tuesday afternoon. Doing it all thanks to Australian Lamb, bringing Australia together chop by chop.
How good's a chop? Don't need to do anything to it. Whack it on the grill, put it with some mash and some peas.
A chop is one of those things. A lamb chop is one of the few things that tastes pretty great regardless of how you cook it.
Exactly. You almost can't stuff it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's coming up? Because
my nan and my pop used to make chops all the time. One of the only things she liked to make. Just lots of chops.
Hey, what's coming up?
Oh, my God. After four, we have a huge announcement. An announcement that will make you very happy, Mr. Tommy Little.
Really?
Me too, but you particularly.
Oh.
And all of you listening as well. It's Carrie
Bickmore and Tommy Little. Now, because yesterday we did one of the all-time great phone topics on radio. A bit of...
It's funny the things that get people calling.
Yes.
I was really iffy about whether anyone would have a bat tail.
Yeah.
Seems like all of Australia have bat tails.
You don't understand radio. Yet another example of that. We were doing this because the professor at the research facility in Wuhan, where they think that coronavirus might have come from.
We should say they think.
They think.
It's one of the conspiracies.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I also think, though, that it came from there. This poor guy got bat blood on him.
Yeah.
And then he quarantined himself.
For 14 days. And then he got peed on again.
And then quarantined 14 days. And then we found out yesterday that thought that was the worst thing a bat could do. We found out yesterday that bats can do that with their wings.
I didn't know they could do that either.
No. But
are they female or male bats that are doing that with their wings?
The males. As if the females are doing that in public.
Why?
When have you seen a female
do
that in public?
But how is they with their wing? Anyway, I've got lots of questions.
Mark, do you think the bats that were going at themselves in the tree, do you think they were male or female?
I'm not sure, mate. We hired a holiday house. We went out the backyard. We just went for a holiday down the south coast and hired the house, took the kids out the back, and there was a deceased bat hanging from the tree.
Oh, and it was still hanging from the tree.
But they look like they're dead even when they're alive, hanging from the tree. How did you know it was dead?
I was very wary of it. So it was dripping gunk and like muck and blood, and I didn't want the kids to go near it. And I couldn't believe what I saw in it. I had to go get some secateurs, cut it off the tree and bury it.
Because couldn't you just knock it off the tree with a shovel or something, Mark?
I tried, mate, but I got close to it and the gunk and it wouldn't come off.
It wouldn't come
off the tree.
Okay.
We should point out to everyone. Mark, you need at least 2 weeks in the sin bin, I reckon. We should point out to everyone the bat was dead. I'm just saying, don't hit a bat out of a tree with a shovel.
Okay. Yeah. Kirsty, have you got a bat tail for?
I'm going to pick the wrong time to do those things.
What happened?
So my husband and I were on a tour staying in the Brazilian jungle, and overnight a bat flew into the fan that was in our room and cut the bat in half, and the bat's head got clean cut off and landed in my husband's bag.
That's so bad.
That's so gross.
Did you? I'm assuming.
I think I'm sick.
I'm assuming the room has now been burnt down for safety of people around. Did you have to just keep staying in the bat blood room?
Yeah, we had to stay there a second night, actually.
And did you use the fan?
It was a whole group. There were a whole group of us.
Because when I used to throw pens at fans in high school, they'd explode and ink would go over everyone's white shirt.
Yeah, like you didn't cut someone's eye off. Poke someone's eye out with the bit that flew out.
I didn't even consider that.
Quite damaging.
Yeah, I mean, we heard a bit of a commotion in the night, but we didn't really think anything of it.
Hold on. You didn't know it had happened until you discovered the bat head in the bag the next morning.
The next morning, yeah. And fortunately, most of us had a mosquito nets on, but I don't think he did, so it was lucky he didn't end up with
Imagine waking up with a bat head in your bed. You just think the mafia had gone budget.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Hey, that big announcement coming up just after 4 p.m. Music fans, stay tuned. But right now, Bickers, let's do this.
Guess the news. What's the news? Guess the headline if you choose.
It's really intense, my one, isn't it?
It's a lot.
I pushed to have this my version, but
well, remember back in the day when your batteries would start to go flat on the Walkman,
and everything flew,
and then picks back up. It sounded a bit like that. Obviously, I'll give you a little bit of this headline and see if you could fill in the story for me. We're over in Florida. And a man is in a DeLand store. That's what the store is called.
DeLand?
DeLand. It's a chain over there. From what I can gather, it is a supermarket style store.
Like a Costco-y type thing?
Yeah, sure.
Walmart.
Yep.
DeLand.
Yep. Sure. DeLand. And he's naked. Why?
Because something to do with the fact that he needed to go into the store to get clothes because he ended up in a situation where he was naked.
So you thought then he went in. How would he pay if he was naked and needed clothes from from DeLand?
Maybe he was going. maybe he's going to steal some.
Okay. You thought he's going to steal some clothes. Where was he going to put them to steal them?
On.
Oh, that's good. It's good, but it is incorrect.
Because that's quite smart. Not that we want to encourage.
Walking naked.
I can't wait to see the news tomorrow. Carrie's busted in DeLand.
In the nude, in DeLand.
What do you think, Jess? Any thoughts?
I was going along the same lines. I was thinking maybe he was trying clothes on, got locked out of the clothes.
Oh, the change rooms.
Yeah.
I can tell you both that he entered DeLand fully clothed.
Yeah, but what if he went in, tried some clothes on in the change rooms, and then just popped out to something?
Why would he have come out? But I'll just tell you.
Why would he have come out naked?
I don't know. He thought, I don't want to chuck this stuff back on to get something else.
Jesse, give yourself another. Okay.
Maybe.
So because you had a part of yours was correct.
Oh, that he was he. The shoplifting bit, the stealing bit.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know.
Florida
Sonder?
Man, Deland, naked.
I thought he was sleepwalking, so I'm totally wrong.
Okay. But you can have another guess, Son. You don't have to just walk in the one.
Okay. He, a security guard caught him stealing, and then to escape his grip, he ripped off his clothes and ran out.
Very
Sonder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's only 50% of the story, but you are correct so far. Great start.
Which really bit is she correct about?
That is exactly how he ended up naked. But there is more. What spilled out of his pants? So the security guard grabbed him and he tried to wriggle free by getting out of his clothes.
Yeah.
What spilled out of his pants when he did this?
I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is not appropriate to say. What spilled out of his pants? Yep. Something live, an animal of some description.
Incorrect. No, no.
Not a snake or a...
No, no. Sonder, you're on a roll. See if you can keep it going.
Chocolate body paint.
Oof, incorrect. What's he stolen?
Oh, alcohol.
Oh, and he stuffed it in his Danny's pants.
Yes.
In Deland. What are they selling at Deland?
Oh, cigarettes would be good, but I think they'd be behind the counter. But think expensive. That's good.
Watches, gold watches.
No, think more supermarket.
Expensive.
Oh. Mangoes.
Cashews.
Avocados.
Oh, a tidal wave of ribeye steaks came pouring out of his pants. here's the little kicker for you. They tasered him as he ran away.
That cooked them nicely, medium rare.
Well, he's nude at this point. And the last line of the story simply says, Short was taken. His name was Short, by
Short.
The way.
Isn't that a form of a cut of meat?
Stephen Short. Stephen Short. Short was taken to hospital after it was discovered that a taser prong struck him in the genitals. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Carrie Bigmore and
Tommy Little. I've discovered coming up that Nicki Minaj and I have something in common. I am very surprised to hear this, and I think you will be too.
Is it going to be Anaconda based?
No.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for that. But right now, because we have been teasing people all show, saying we've got a big announcement.
Yes.
But like any big announcements, they don't trust us to make them. So over to you, epic voiceover guy.
Thank you, Kerry and Tommy. Now, where were we? In a world. No. On top of the world famous rooftop.
Come on.
Ready to get loud and live. And we're so ready to throw an epic rooftop party just for you to send out summer in style.
You ready?
Are you ready?
And we've...
Ladies, let's go!
...got the foxiest ladies ready to loosen up their buttons and hit the roof. Welcome the Pussy Cat Dolls.
Pussy Cat.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Loosen up my buttons, babe.
Turning me cool cause I'm just wanting you to be like.
With 55 million records sold worldwide, over 3 billion streams, 9 top 10 singles in Australia, the Pussycat Dolls are back and performing live on our world famous rooftop before they headline So Pop this April.
When I grow up.
All thanks to their new single, React. And McDonald's, and all the tickets to see them are right here, the home of the world-famous rooftop.
Let's go!
Yes, the Pussycat Dolls are coming for the world-famous rooftop.
OMG! Oh. I wish I could say it like that guy. OMG, man, Tommy.
You can catch the Pussycat Dolls live on the world famous rooftop before they return to headline So Pop this April, all thanks to their new single React and McDonald's.
So good.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. Christopher Walker, my partner, who's not in this conversation, which it's not quite the same feeling to say to someone I told you so when they're not here.
Someone will pass it on.
We've been having this ongoing argument about hand washing because every time we come in from outside or with the kids coming from school, I'm always like, wash your hands before you eat dinner or wash your hands. And he's like, there's too much washing of hands.
Yeah,
and I'm
agree.
Well, there's not too much. And he listened to some stupid podcast that said that we're all too clean and that's why there's allergies and disease because the kids don't get dirty. And I'm like, mate, I don't want all the festy fingers that have been touching my kid to then come into our home.
I was always taught this when I was growing up, that mum was like, a bit of roughage is good.
Okay, a bit of roughage is good, but the spread of the cold and flu is not good, and that's what happens when you don't wash your hands. And new research has come out today saying that only 58% of men, seriously, what is wrong with you all, and 75% of women wash their hands after going to the bathroom. What are the other 40% of you doing? That's just so gross.
I wash them before.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah, you soak or whatever you do. And don't you do that? Yeah, I thought, anyway, yeah, we've talked about that another day. Healthcare workers, how's this? They used to, the compliance dropped from 94% at one major Sydney hospital to just 30% when human auditors stopped monitoring people's behaviour. So people in the healthcare profession aren't washing their hands. What is happening? They've said that a randomised controlled trial found that hand hygiene education plus using normal soap, and they say not sanitiser, just soap, cut the risk of catching a stomach bug by 39% and the risk of catching an illness like the cold and flu by 50%.
Because
case closed, I win.
No, I agree with you, but what about then in the future, if we all wash our hands so fastidiously, won't we all get wiped out by these tiny bugs because we won't have had them when we were young?
There's enough bugs around that they'll still get to us. We'll still be bug resistant. Yes, but what it made me think is, I know to the outside world that might sound ridiculous. We spend a lot of our time arguing about hand washing, right? Until I was catching up on a bit of Divorce Court, US TV show the other day. Yeah. And they were having a heated debate. A couple had broken up and they were there talking about their separation. The reason for their separation.
What actually caused the separation?
The Nicki Minaj and Cardi B beef.
Are you serious
about that? Yeah. I was serious.
Well, whose team were you on, Cardi or
Cardi
Nicki?
Cardi all day.
And you were team Nicki?
Team Barb all day.
And y'all broke up over that?
I mean, I don't even know what's happening between Nicki Minaj and Cardi B. I'm not quite up with that. I'm not cool enough to know. But to end your marriage over Cardi B and Nicki Minaj feels pretty ridiculous.
It's a very gay man thing to do.
But it got me thinking, because obviously we fight about hand washing, and I want to know on 131060, what argument are you in the middle of? What ridiculous thing, it could be an ongoing thing that you just can't resolve, are you in the middle of a fight with your partner that is just a bit dumb? It's not something really like, you know, obviously affecting the family, but it's just silly stuff.
131060 is the number.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Christopher Walker, my partner. We've been having this ongoing argument about hand washing. He thinks that I get the kids to hand wash too much. I don't think you can ever have enough hand washing. And going by the stats today, only 58% of men actually wash their hands after going to the bathroom, which is so disgusting.
That's pretty gross, isn't it?
Do you wash your hands after going to the loo?
I told you before and after.
I couldn't work out if that was a joke or not. You wash them before?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's weird.
Because that's when your hands are dirty. I don't get dudes that touch their junk when they've got dirty hands.
Yeah. Anyway, but it made me realise that to the outside world, it's ridiculous that we spend so much time arguing about hand washing. And then watching US Divorce Court, I realised people argue and get divorced over the craziest things.
What actually caused the separation?
The Nicki Minaj and Cardi B beef.
Are you serious?
About that. Yeah. I was serious.
Yeah, it's good stuff, isn't it?
It is. The thing that starts to really aggravate you and then it goes from playful little fighting to divorce.
Yeah.
Rachel, what ridiculous thing are you and your partner fighting about at the moment?
All right, so my partner and I have been fighting about closing the doors in the house for the past 2 years.
Who, you close them, he doesn't?
Well, I leave them open because I don't think that all the doors in the house should be shut at one time unless, you know, an aircon or the heater's on. But he likes every single door to be shut. If someone breaks in, they can't, you know, find their way around the house.
Oh, that's good. It's suddenly like one of those mazes where you've got to get through all the different doors. But, Rachel, I don't understand why either of you care about either side of this argument. Why do you think none of the doors should be shut?
Oh, I don't care if they're shut or open. I just, you know, sometimes will leave, you know, the laundry door open and he'll go around and be like, I'm always shutting the doors.
Yeah, okay. I was trying to think if I care, but then the only door I think about, if I'm sleeping, I shut my bedroom door.
See, yeah, but what if you had enough. what if you had a partner that wanted it open? See, it would start a ridiculous argument that could stretch on like Rachel for 2 years, Tommy.
Divorce.
It'll end up in divorce court.
Yeah.
With that lady. Is that a lady or a man?
I don't know, but short of breath, whatever it is. Should we go to Cash? G'day, Cash.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, great. What are you fighting about with your partner?
Oh, my God, it's every single night. So I hate toes. So he just wants to play footsies every single night, and I just can't do it.
Has he got gross toes? I've got gross toes.
No, I've actually got nice toes. Like, he really likes them. It's just, I don't, why toes? Why can't it be something else?
But yeah, but is it his toes that you don't like, or is it just your toes?
Yeah, it's his
being
toes.
Touched?
His toes.
What's
and
wrong
my toes,
toes?
I don't like getting touched. It's both.
Hey, what's wrong Cash? With it? What do his look like, Cash?
Hairy?
Cash, hairy. You know what you've got to do? You can go down, we used to get these for our dogs sometimes. You can get like pig's feet from butcher and just put them on a stick and then put them under your doonas and play, when he thinks he's playing footsies with you, he's actually playing with a little pig's trotter.
That's a good idea. Should do that.
Okay.
Darren, help me before I divorce this segment. What's happening? What are you wanting, what are you fighting with your partner about?
We fought for a week and a half. Over a leaf blowing in the front door, and no one wanted to pick it up.
So, I mean, have you got? You guys have obviously got hobbies you can't tear yourselves away from. But what
it was? It just became. It was just too much. Like we were, she was banging on about. I have to do everything. I always have to clean up. And then the leaf became bigger than anything. And then it was just a standoff, and it lasted a week and a half.
And Darren, did you leave her?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy right across the country.
Because heaps still to come. But up next, I've got the biggest piece of news. You know how you reckon you're across the news, right?
Well, I am.
Well, I've got the biggest news story of today. And when I say today, I mean a little while ago. And when I say biggest, I just mean an interesting one.
You've got a little tidbit coming up, is that right?
It's a something-something.
Okay. Oh, I like something-somethings.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I promised you nothing
little
but
something,
the biggest
something.
And freshest yes. news, Jesse.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Fresh.
You heard it here first as it was happening.
Breaking news.
From?
This one was sometime last week.
With the big dog.
Yeah, I saw
do
this
I
news.
Need to text the project and say, throw out the rundown, we've got something we need to get to tonight? Is that what's happening here?
You need to text them and say, throw out last week's rundown.
Sure.
Let's jump in a time machine and shuffle things around and allow an extra 30 seconds for this bit because I saw it and I thought it was, I actually did think this one was fresh and I was going to bring it to you as fresh and then I realised upon further research, i.e. reading the second paragraph, that no, it was not.
Would anyone have known it was old? Could you have pretended this was fresh?
Well, I'm interested to find out whether you guys all know this story.
Sure.
Because I think you might all know it as well. Because you know how I've got this, the first tattoo I ever got on the inside of my arm in Spanish. It says, me voy a arrepentir, which means I'll regret this. And I got it in New York. And I went in, a big fella named Bubba, I went in and I gave him just an internet translation. And he was like outraged that I would think about getting an internet translation. And so he rang all his Hispanic friends and got an actual translation.
Was the internet right?
No, nowhere near. But I thought at the time, oh, who cares if you get it wrong? And I've realized now why you might care because I think the internet explodes. Orlando Bloom's new tattoo, and when I say new, I mean a week old.
Where's he got it?
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's on his arm, and it's a line with all these dots, right? So it's down like his forearm, and it's a line with all these dots.
Okay.
So that at some point there's some little dots and some point bigger line, little dots. And a lot of people were speculating.
Lots of dashes.
Yeah, lots of dashes. And a lot of people were speculating what it was, and then they worked it out, and they said, because he wrote in his caption, new tattoo. Can you guess who? Question mark. And a lot of people went, what is it? And then the internet worked it out and they went, oh, my gosh, guys, it is International Morse Code. And how cute he has got his son's name, Flynn, in Morse Code on his arm.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Isn't it so sweet?
Oh.
Until you go down and read the comments. Oh. And the first comment says, sir, I'm sorry, but that tattoo says Frin and not Flynn. And the second comment says, yeah, you need a second dot for an L, bro.
Oh,
and
no.
Then the next comment says, it's a lovely idea and a beautiful tattoo, but if it is indeed Morse code, it says Frin, not Flynn.
Oh.
And then the one saying, no matter how long I look at it, I see Frin, but a lovely tattoo. In any case, never thought of the idea of a Morse code tattoo. Great idea, but maybe get a second check. So now, for the
he needs to have another kid called Frin.
Frin. Or that's Orlando's new tattoo, or as it would be spelled in Morse code, Orlando's new tattoo.
Regrets with a Z.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Cusie and Ed in just after 5 o'clock.
Yes, and Carrie, me and you have got something in common.
What?
Apart from both being extremely talented and attractive.
You both got a gold Logie.
We both wear G-strings.
Why would you say that?
Ah.
We don't both. No, well, I have worn a G-string.
G-banger.
If I ever look like you.
Oh, no body shaming, Dad.
No, it was a...
No body shaming.
Why can't we body shame?
Yeah, it's true. Let's get into it.
Why? I never understood why you... Was that to do with Husey? We have a problem.
No, I do have to explain for people who don't know why I was wearing that G-string. Because we had an Instagram model on the show, on the TV show, who had been called... Someone had body shamed her about her big bum, and I said, you've got a great bum. And I thought, I'll wear a G-string to accentuate my bum. Mm. And I took some photos in a hotel room trying to find a good angle.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided that I couldn't find a good angle, so I didn't worry about the photos. But they stayed on my phone, and then Ben, our web guy, said, can I have your phone to get some videos of your children? I said, yep, there's nothing on that phone I'm ashamed of. And then he saw those photos.
Yeah.
You're not ashamed of those, though, are you?
Well, I was, but now...
Good news is today they've gone public in that I've put them on a billboard.
They're on billboards.
Yeah, they're on billboards all around the country.
Oh, my God. Are they? Is that what we have in common?
I'll send you the picture. I'll send their billboards are all around the country and everyone's getting really involved.
You know what? And the funny thing is I do
feel
like...
That's going to cause accidents.
Thank you. It's too hot.
But you know what? It's been really good for our internet. I feel like I've broken the internet Kim Kardashian style.
I have.
It's the best thing I've ever done. Yes.
Well, absolutely. If that's the best thing you've ever done, it speaks volumes of your other work.
What is their words on the billboard?
Yeah. It says, Husey and Ed, it's revealing. You know what I'm saying?
I like what you did there.
There you have it. You're both on billboards in various stages of undress.
And that's what we have in common.
There we go.
I have something to bring up with you. I was going to bring it up with you, but we don't have time today. But I'm going to bring it up with you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Something happened yesterday when I saw you that is so concerning. But also I felt like people around me were really passing judgment once you left about you once this happened. And we need to talk about it because I think it's a sign that perhaps... I don't know, not that you're getting too big for your boots, but that life's just a bit too good for you right now.
Oh, my God. Would you consider the phrase too big for your G-string?
Too big for your G-string.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And I actually, I thought, no, that was too much. It was too much.
It was actually almost a bit insensitive.
It was actually terrible. Oh, you're right. Oh, we'll talk about it tomorrow. That was terrible.
Finally.
No, I did. I had a pang of guilt after. I thought, no.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll
talk about that tomorrow.
Feeling in your stomach? What is it?
Stick around, Husey and Ed in after 5.
Yes.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to disconnect and share the lamb. This summer, lamb is bringing Australia together, chop by chop, for recipe inspiration. Visit australianlamb.com.au. This summer, share lamb, not selfies.